Now, The Art of Deception with Tanya Moore on FUBAR Radio.
Hi, I'm Tanya Moore. I'm an actor, comedian, and sometimes your favourite person to hate. And this time, 2 years ago, I, along with most of Britain, was glued to my TV watching The Traitors. Now, even though I am 100% faithful, I know a few fellow comedians that would make incredible traitors. Now, I am on a mission to find out who. This is Art of Deception. From a series of challenges, I am going to test these liars to see if they can bluff convincingly, detect the truth, and ultimately lie their way to victory. Joining us this week as our star liars, we have two more amazing comedians. So lucky, because today I'll be joined by Sophie Duca and Kyra Gray. Sophie Duca is a wonderful stand-up comedian, actor, podcast host, TV writer, and so many other things. And unless you hate comedy, which if you do, weirdo, and are listening to this by accident, you have probably seen her in something by now. She's appeared on Taskmaster. She actually won.
Yeah, I actually won the thing.
Babes, Taskmaster winner, what a bitch. 8 out of 10 Cat Stars Countdown, The Last Leg, Drunk History, Mock the Week, Live at the Apollo, so much more. And then we have Kyra Gray, also a fellow bitch.
She has
an amazing list of accolades already. I mean, she's only been in comedy for half an hour. Her rise in the comedy circuit started in her last year of university.
Whoa.
And already she's achieved some bucket list moments for any comic. I mean, including performing at the O2 Arena. She writes for various TV shows, including Bad Education. She's got her own sketch show called Dating Horror Stories on Comedy Central. And she's a regular guest on many hit podcasts. Welcome both. How are you?
Yeah. What an introduction, man.
Bloody hell.
Bitch convention.
Hey. I've not had something so much in my mouth in a long... Anyway, let's move on. So, Sophie.
Hey.
How has 2024 been?
Well, it's been long. It's been about 6 months longer than a regular year.
Hello.
Wow.
Well, what's been going on? I know you got a tour starting soon,
I've
right?
I've got a tour. Well, it actually started last year in 2024 because obviously it's 2025 now.
You knew more than me.
Let's do that. So I had a mini start to my tour last year in 2024. Yeah. I did a couple of dates in the UK and then New York.
Amazing.
Babes.
That was fun.
Babes.
That was fun.
Give me a little rundown.
Okay. I flew in tactically the day before the US election.
Not tactically.
The tactics didn't work. Ooh. I was like, oh my God, it's going to be great. I'm going to like party. Kamala. It's going to be a great time. Flew in the day before, had one night. And then on election day, everyone was sort of like timid, nervous, not a great vibe. I bought a hot dog, I ate it outside Trump Tower. Maybe it's my fault.
You bought pork and ate it outside the pig?
That's so come on. Too true. But then it was just really sad.
Yeah.
It was real sad.
Energy was low.
Yeah. Energy was low. Vibes were low. People were sad.
But the comedy show?
The comedy show was great.
Amazing. Come on.
Yes.
They needed their spirits lifted. That was the perfect time.
That was really fun. New York, fun city. Not an affordable city.
No.
Bad times. I got a sugar daddy while I was in New York. My first sugar daddy. Thank
Jealous.
You so
Congratulations.
We are a mess. We are an absolute mess.
Literally, a tear came to your eye. You were like, oh my God, that's beautiful.
That's really amazing, actually, yeah.
No, I've been hustling. I've been, Instagram stories is like showing a little bit of foot. No, nothing. I put my quest for sugar daddy in my latest show. Nothing.
Wait, because your show is, but daddy, I love her.
It's got daddy in the title. And yet men will not send me money.
That's insane, man.
It's because you say you love her.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I do say that. But sure, they should be into that. Let me not profile straight there. They're like, I can change her.
Or I can join her.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That is what they want.
Can you give us a brief idea what the show is about?
Yes. My show, But Daddy, I Love Her, which is what I'm touring this year, is about delusion and daddy issues.
We love a daddy issue.
Daddy issues. Why do we do this job? I don't know. It's not always the daddy.
Sometimes it's middle child. Hi.
Oh, middle child. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's quite sexy though. You're like, you're carving your own way. You're like, look at me.
Yeah. And they still
look at
won't.
Me. Oh.
Yeah. No one still cares.
Aww.
Sorry. Back to you.
Yeah. But at least now, if they're not going to look at you, they really have to be changing the channel, right? Like, they really have to be like switching off the podcast.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Turning off the telly, cancelling the license.
Wait till I win Taskmaster. Sorry, was it like winning Taskmaster?
Oh, it's great. I mean, the point system is a nonsense, but you get very competitive.
Yeah.
You get very competitive. And also because too many white men have won Taskmaster.
Hello.
It's too many white men. It's like the champion of champions. It's just like, I don't want to see a white man be a white man.
Come on.
No. So I was, I'm very pleased to beat Chris Ramsey. Love you, Chris.
No, she
very, very pleased. Please, I have been cancelled once. I'm not being cancelled again.
You've been cancelled?
Not for Hero of the North. Yes, but we won't go into it.
I'm jealous.
We won't go into
it. You want to be cancelled?
Not the, no, but the bout, because it's not a real thing.
Oh, it's not a real
thing. Because she's still here working and touring.
It's
not,
hey. I think that idea just scares me, man.
I'm It's the idea of it.
It's the boogeyman. You're not going to get cancelled.
Yeah. It's Freddy Krueger. Just don't look in the mirror.
Okay, I just went. I'll just close my phone. I'll probably see that.
Yeah. Kyra, what you got into comedy in 2019?
Yeah, man.
Wow. And in 2024, you already have your own sketch show.
That's mad.
Let's do that again. In 2025, you already have your own sketch show.
I've been working, man. I'm trying, honestly.
Babes.
Thank you.
You've got bare stuff under your belt already.
I've been working, Tanya.
Girl.
I haven't stopped.
I feel like you live in Edinburgh.
I live everywhere apart from my house, pretty much. Yeah. But it's good, man. I'm super grateful, honestly. And it's been such an amazing journey so far. So, got to keep it going, man.
What made you turn to comedy?
Do you know what? I started in uni. I was studying drama. And I had a stand-up comedy module that I chose. And yeah, so basically whilst we were doing that module, we had to do like little like every week we had to perform like little 5-minute sets.
Ooh.
So every week I was doing it, my lecturer was just like, you need to
do this.
You actually need to take this seriously. And I was like, why not, man? And I got a first in that module, so I'm not gonna lie, I'm actually qualified.
No,
I'm actually qualified.
You can leave. Thank you for coming.
I got the certificate.
No, you can leave.
The certification, actually. But yeah, man, honestly, like since then, I just kept going and I just haven't stopped. So
that is mad.
Yeah.
But meant to be. Sometimes when it's meant to be,
it's just
meant to be. Honestly. And then from university to O2, sorry, what?
Crazy.
Sorry, who?
Insane.
Who behaves like that?
I just don't know. And also, everything about it is just, this is why I always say like God did everything. Do you know what I mean?
Amen.
Everything just linked to everything. And even the way that certain things happened, it's just like, there's no other explanation that I could give anyone.
Honestly.
You know? I was just in the right place at the right time, saying the right thing.
No, the right talent. Come on, say it again, Sophie.
God.
Come on.
All the other kids in your module are like, we didn't get to play the O2 arena. That's weird. But
they're still in Cavendish.
Yeah.
Okay? They're still doing fives and bringing a friend.
Wow.
Okay? And paying to play.
That's so crazy.
So you went from uni to O2 to writing for Bad Education?
Purr.
Yep. Not a pair. Sorry. Sorry, Kyra left the humility at home. So we're just going to receive Kyra today. No, but that's brilliant.
No, thank you so much.
What's it like writing on Bad Education?
Oh, it was such a lovely experience, really, because that was my first writer's room.
Oh.
So, like, yeah, when I got the email, I was like...
yeah.
But I feel like it was such a nice one to start with, because everyone was so friendly, everyone was so supportive, and... You know, I had like Laura Smith in there. It was just
legend.
My absolute fave. Do you know what I mean? So it was just
What? Sorry, we're here.
No, wait, hold on.
Sorry,
one fave, guys.
Sorry, hold on.
Can we specify?
Sorry,
I have multiple faves.
Sorry, wait a minute. If you're gonna slap me in the face, just do it physically, babe.
I just feel like we're getting away from the intention here.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, go back to the room.
Also, my faves, but one of.
Okay.
My faves.
Okay, but I didn't hear absolute, but it's fine. So you're in the room.
Absolute favourites of lists.
Okay,
list.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're cancelled, okay?
Please, I haven't done anything yet.
No, but yeah, so you were in the room and they were like...
We were there to bump up the funny and just throw some jokes in there. And it's just nice when you get to see certain lines or certain suggestions that you made materialise, you know? So just so grateful, man, honestly.
Oh, man. Oh, girls.
Aww.
I'm so emotional.
What a moment.
Right? Not us being sisters who support each other.
Perfect.
I'm so crazy. They didn't do that in the 80s. Look at us being brand new. Ow. So, okay. So what's your idea for the 2025? What does that look like for you?
2025 is looking like hopefully touring. Hopefully, just more writing.
Ooh.
I'm really trying to... get my script writing bag up a bit more, you know, just trying to amp that up a little bit.
Yeah.
and I'm waiting on certain calls. You know, things I can't say, but I'm waiting on certain calls, and hopefully 2025 it will materialise.
Come on.
You know, I'm just...
Let's say it how it's going to... 2025, it will materialise.
It will be. It's happened.
It's happened already. You just have to live it.
It's true.
That's where we're at.
God has already planned it, man. I'm just waiting for the call.
I'm just an innocent bystander. Yeah.
That is it.
I hope it all comes for you, babes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, man. I like watching your rise. It's insane.
Thank you.
You know, I like a South London Jamaican babes.
Sophie,
what's 2025 looking like for you apart from touring?
Apart from tour, I feel like I'm in a similar fingers in pies that I can't talk about.
Babes, we are so dry.
Yeah, but I've got like some audio projects coming up.
Come on.
Hopefully. I'm going to be in different places in the world that I can't talk about, but that's gonna happen.
Sorry, is that comedy or sugar daddy?
Oh yeah, no, that's sugar daddy. He's flying me to the Maldives. Oh.
Has he got a brother?
Hey, awesome. I don't know. I don't want to probe too far into his family history.
I mean,
no, that is work. But what I'm trying to make work play. Like my tour, I'm just like, can I go to Berlin and spend 3 days there? Yes, I can.
Yes
I can.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So shall we get into our challenges, guys?
Oh, of course.
I think we should. Our first challenge is called When I Was a Youngster. Now, a good liar starts young. So this challenge is all about childhood deceit. The liars will both claim to have told 3 lies in their youth, but 2 of their stories will be completely made up. And my job is to decipher the lie they actually told from the lies they are lying about. Sophie, give me your first lie.
Oh, I absolutely will. But I submitted 2 lies.
Oh.
And I don't know which one. Can I just do either one?
Crack on.
Okay. So my lies. My 1 truth, 2 lies.
One true lie, two lies.
Is when I was a youngster, my mum found a bottle of wine under my bed.
Wait, what? Give me age of youngster.
14.
Go for it.
When I was a youngster, my mum found a bottle of wine. I'm nervous.
Go ahead.
I'm nervous.
Relax. It's okay. We got time.
When I was a youngster, my mum found a bottle of wine under my bed and I pretended it was for a science experiment. Number 2. When I was a young girl, my mum found a baggie of weed under my bed.
Oh.
And I told her that it was part of my friend's medicinal tea blend.
Okay.
Number 3.
Yeah.
When I was a young girl,
uh-huh,
my mum found a pornographic magazine,
uh-huh,
under my bed. Oh. And I told her it was for a play.
Oh.
What plays were you all right doing in school?
All right. Okay, not all of us did drama at uni, all right? Someone else...
Like, let's take it in.
Someone did it as an extracurricular. It was actually a very sexy play. Oh. What is this? What is this accent? It was a very sexy play. It's called La Casa de Bernarda Alba.
Oh.
Yeah, La Casa de Bernarda Alba. And I actually don't... Oh. Yeah, I actually don't remember the names of the sisters, but it's all about, like, some mad women in a room.
Oh. Kind of like this.
I'm not going to lie. I thought you made that name up.
So
I was impressed with
it. She put the accent on it and kind of just rolled off the tongue.
I said, ooh.
Bienvenido a Miami. It's set in Spain. It's set in Spain in the past. Yeah.
In a Will Smith song. Okay, so, Kyra, which of those 3 do you think is the authentic lie?
I think... the authentic lie is the weed.
Oh.
Wow, profiling. crazy.
It was the one that rolled off the tongue the easiest.
Oh, really? Okay, wow.
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 Wow. Even I'm shocked. It rolled off the tongue
easiest. The ganja lie. Do you...
I thought it was the wine. I feel like that's a thing.
Do you want me to verify?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I follow up?
Yeah.
My mum, when I was 14, found under my bed a bottle of wine.
Come on!
Yes!
I'm like, Sophie's not even... You don't feel like a young smoker, but a young drinker, possibly.
What is that, Yana? You strike me as an underage alcoholic.
You strike me as somebody who was drinking young at the bus stop, babes.
Wow. I can't even lie. That was my reality. No, actually, I was like a goody two shoes. I was like a massive goody two shoes. Like, I was in the presence of marijuana. I was in the presence of alcohol. But the reason it was under my bed because I hadn't finished it. I was like stashing it there because I was just like, oh, I've stolen this wine and it's bad. I don't want to drink it.
Hold on. So you stole the wine as well?
Yeah, I stole the wine.
You missed that out of the story.
Yeah, I stole some like juicy wine that my mum had in her cabinet because my mum likes sweet wine.
Pause. You lived in the place of the crime. Wait, you lived in the
just
scene of the crime.
I took it upstairs, not even like away. She said she'll never find it here. Upstairs.
Wow. Hey,
that's so funny.
I didn't have stairs, all right?
So. Okay. That's even worse. Across all the hall. Right. You hid it next door.
I am screaming.
That's so funny. Okay,
Cairo. Stairs are not part of my backstory.
I'm done. What have you got? A mansion? Do you have lifts?
No lifts, no. It's a little bungalow.
Oh, that's cute. London.
It's cute. Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Isn't it? It's cute. Yeah. I was very insecure about not having stairs.
Why?
Oh, stairs are for boring people, man.
Yeah, did you have stairs when you grew up?
Yeah.
But I lived in a maisonette.
Yeah, it wasn't...
it's not glamorous, babes.
Hey, I'm a short girl. I wanna know what it's like on another level. You know?
Fair.
I
mean?
Completely that's, understandable, yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right, Cairo, give us your three lies.
I feel like my lies are so dead now, but I'm going to say them anyway.
Oh, I like had the same lie for all three. I thought that was bad.
No. Okay. When I was a child...
No, why are you... Wait.
Why are you using past tense?
It became very ye old English. When I was a child, like, where are you?
Oh. What accent was that? I was a child. I never did that.
That was
when
very...
When I was a child.
Dreams of my father. When I was a child. Wait, what's Nelson Mandela's? Long walk to freedom.
No way.
When I was a child.
Anyway, wow. Okay, wait, let's breathe.
Back in the day, you
let's
know?
Go. Not back in the day.
Right, TBT.
TBT. When I was a child, I told people that I could fly.
Wow.
When I was younger, I told people that Denzel Washington was my dad. And when I was younger, I used to lie about eating mornings after school, so my mum would give me dinner. Because then I'd have
two dinners. Wait, you used to lie that you didn't eat Morley's?
Yeah, I used to say I haven't eaten so that she would feed me. I was a chubby child.
Feed you again.
And I really liked food.
I feel like I have a very strong urge for which one I think is the real lie. Which one do
Wait,
you
Wait, are you being captivated by the South London connection?
I'm being captivated by this Morley's moment.
It doesn't make any sense because surely your mum's assuming that you're not going to Morley's every day.
Yeah.
So why would she not... Like, she would feed you anyway. Why would you have to lie?
Because, you know, my grandma is someone that... I used to go to my grandma's before my house, and my grandma would be like, "You hungry? Go
get Morley's."
Yeah, anything I wanted.
I don't know if I trust it. I feel like now the grandma has entered the chat. I'm like, who's this third character?
Ooh, I like this.
I don't.
Go
wait,
on.
Saying that Denzel Washington is your dad, though, no one's going to believe that, right?
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Whoa. Denzel Washington would never be caught dead next to you.
Denzel in Croydon?
Come on.
You don't strike me as Washington sperm.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
What, you two were like, I see you as a child alcoholic and I can't say that you don't look like the offspring of Denzel Washington?
That feels so much worse, though.
Fair. Okay.
That feels so much worse.
Am I allowed to ask questions or do I just have to go? Yeah. And then what was the first one?
The first one was
I could fly.
I told people I could fly.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Age of all of these, because I feel like they're different ages.
I told people I could fly around like 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
The Morley's thing was between the ages of...
No, between.
between the ages of, like, 12 and, like, 14, 15.
Lord God.
And okay. Then Denzel Washington, that was young. That was, like, 7.
Yeah, like, fictional time. Okay. Oh, no, now I'm going to go for the flying one because it feels unbelievable. But you're going to... I know you're going to go for...
I don't
you're
going
to win
now.
Again.
I feel like... It might be Denzel.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Wait. Because the way I play this game is I go with the emotiveness of it. And that's why I think the Morley's one is real.
Mm.
I also think the Morley's one is real because we've all done that. Mm-hmm. We've all eaten before we got home.
Yeah.
Lied about eating and then forced to eat other food. The only thing is, I would hate to have to eat that food.
Yeah,
I'm
I would
full.
Hate, yeah, but I wouldn't want to, if I'd had like chicken before, I wouldn't want to have like yam and stew. Like, do you know what I mean?
It wouldn't work out. But she said she was a chubby kid and she loved food. So, I'm going to go Morley's story.
I'm going flying.
Okay.
Morley's is correct.
Come on!
I was a chubby kid, man.
Babes.
I was never turning food down, even if I was full.
Really?
Like, you probably used to find comfort in food. It's quite shocking. But the flying thing, you're not completely wrong. I just never told anyone about it. I just used to jump down the stairs.
Okay. I'll just bring up the stairs again.
The trauma for Sophie.
I had two dinners and stairs. All right.
If you want to send us some money to a GoFundMe for Sophie's PTSD, stair PTSD, do let us know. Coming up after the break, we are putting ChatGPT to the test and we'll see whose ego gets in the way of the truth.
The Art of Deception on FUBAR Radio with Tanya Moore.
All right, so we're going to move on. This challenge is called Headline or Headlie. Now, in today's world, it's hard to know what to trust. In Headline or Headlie, we are putting ChatGPT to the test to work out which of my guests is the best at spotting deception. As usual, in the last couple of weeks, politicians have been making their New Year pledges and the local papers are full of odd New Year's traditions. In this week's challenge, I want you to tell me which of these is a real British New Year's Eve tradition and which ones have been made up by ChatGPT. Also, fun fact, I was doing practice runs for this show and we were talking about bands and then someone mentioned ChatGPT and I was like, oh my God, I don't know that band.
Right. Oh,
I had to get it off my chest.
I'm
I was
glad
out
you
there.
Shared that.
Were they kind to you?
No.
Oh, okay.
They laughed.
Yeah.
I deserved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Kyra. Okay. Sorry. Wait. Solidarity, babes.
I don't know that band. ChatGPT. That's so funny.
Babe, I was proper like, so who should I don't know them. What's I was going to Google ChatGPT the bat. Oh. Yeah, sorry. Okay. All right, let's move on. Stop bringing up old shit, guys. All right, so A.
That was 2024.
crown polishing. In homage to the monarchy, it's tradition to polish a small object that resembles a crown, even if it's just a toy or a biscuit tin lid. Doing so is believed to start the new year with a royal shine. That's number one. Sophie does not believe. Number two, first footing. A Scottish tradition where the first person to enter a home after midnight is said to determine the fortune for the year. The luckiest first footer is said to be a dark-haired man carrying beard, salt, a coin or coal. Why is it a man? Okay, and number three, silver sweep. A Welsh tradition where everyone places a silver spoon under the pillow, said to be a charm for a prosperous and joyous new year. The next morning, those who wake up with the spoon still in place are believed to have an especially lucky year.
Wow.
Wait, sorry. Who moves the spoon?
Could just be a rough sleeper, you know? Yeah. Sometimes you just...
And that was under the bed.
Yeah.
And now you think you're going to have a bad year.
Yeah.
Which one do you think's real?
I think the Welsh one sounds most...
Only one is real. Oh, yeah. God. I don't think it's the royal thing.
You don't?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I just don't like the royal family.
Me neither, but royalists like go crazy for them, and I think they would do anything that suggests they could possibly have.
But polishing a biscuit tin?
It's got a crown on it.
Well, then, in that case.
I don't make the rules!
You know, the second one sounds a bit.
The first foot in the Scottish tradition?
Yeah.
I feel like that could be.
Do they like dark haired men in Scotland?
Yeah.
David Tennant.
Yeah.
And other Scottish men. Doctor Who and other Scottish men.
Or is it the Welsh tradition?
Of the spoon.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Scottish man. I'm going to go dark haired Scottish man.
Okay, Kyra.
I'm going to go Welsh.
I think the spoons is too much admin for Welsh people.
Not the admin.
I'm going to say on New Year's Eve. No.
Well, that's like the Tooth Fairy.
It's like the Tooth Fairy, but I don't think your mum... I can't do a Welsh accent. Why did I even try?
Do it, that do was, it.
Wait. Oat flat white. I don't think your mum's going under your pillow on New Year's Day.
That's good.
Really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You don't want to hear mine.
No.
Oh, mine. My gosh.
Oh, I do?
No. It sounds like this.
Oh, Cardiff. Okay.
I'm but I'm just in Wales.
Yeah.
That's it. So Sophie, you said B, first footing. And Kyra, you said C, silver sweep. The actual answer is B.
Oh. Yes!
Yeah, it's a Scottish tradition where the first person to enter the home after midnight is said to determine the fortune of the year.
Yeah.
That's mad.
That's crazy.
And they should be... The luckiest first footer is said to be a dark-haired man carrying beard. Is that on his face or in his hand?
I feel like it's probably on his face.
Salt, a coin, or coal.
Yeah.
Coal is so dead.
What?
Oh, wait. Can I just say something?
That's not true.
I've said it 100 times and it doesn't say beard. It says bread.
No, but you see, that's what threw me off, Tanya. Wow. That's why I said, see.
Yeah, no, I say it. But you know, I've read it like 3 times.
Yeah.
And nobody thought it was weird.
I just thought he's carrying the beard well. That's what
I was like, is it in his hand? Like, it didn't say carrying a or wearing a beard. It just said carrying bread. So I'm going to say that again. It's not going to be edited out. There's no point. They're carrying bread, salt, a coin, or coal. That feels like a normal sentence.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's probably what threw you off, Kyra. Yeah, I apologize. Yeah.
Right.
But Sophie did win that, though.
Yeah. I didn't question it.
You won it again.
Not at all.
Just out here winning shit.
Honestly.
One egg. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on. Okay. The next challenge is called Call My Bluff. Now, I have figured out that a big part of being a great liar is knowing when to lie. This game, Call My Bluff, will challenge today's liars to live up to their brag. So I'm going to give you both 10 seconds to tell me how many things you think you can name in the following category.
Okay.
Now, you've only got 10 seconds to think about it and give me a number, but you've got unlimited time to go through the thing to the number that you say you can do it in.
Okay.
Yeah? The category, spices. Kyra, you've got 10 seconds to tell me how many spices you think you can name.
I think that I could give you 15
spices. I love that.
That includes seasonings.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah?
I think so.
Okay. Oh, this is exciting. We don't normally get big numbers like this. We had one where we had like Lorna and them, but they were in the 30s with the birds. But this is good. Okay. Soph?
Yeah, well, this is about my honour, right? This is like about...
What?
Right?
This is about my honour.
This is about my honour. Like, this is a seasoning competition. This is like West Africa versus Jamaica, right?
Wow, yeah, essentially.
Yeah. This is jollof versus ackee and saltfish. I have to go higher.
That's what it is.
Oh!
That's how it feels. It feels right now.
And either way, yeah. It just tastes great. Go on.
It's going to taste great. I'll say 20.
Okay, we got 15 and we got 20.
But if I do get more than 15, do I just stop at 15? Or if I can get more, do I carry on?
If you can get more, you can carry on.
Okay.
And then Sophie has to beat it and you can't repeat.
That is actually wild and I forgot that. That
okay. I'm going first.
Wow. Because you have the lower number, you actually do go first.
Wow. Oh my gosh. So I'm naming 35 spices. Wow. Yep. No, I can't even count. I'm naming, wait, 20, 30, yeah, no, 35. Okay.
Okay, all right. So, Kyra.
No! Finish it. You made it West Africa versus the Caribbean. That was never my intention. So now there's added pressure. So now I'm like, rah, I can't get this wrong. But it's fine. I got it.
I'm just going to say, I'm really glad I'm not playing this game, okay? I'm really glad I'm the host of this game. Kyra, the floor is yours.
Okay. Salt, black pepper, white pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, chicken seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, mutton seasoning, curry seasoning, fish seasoning, allspice, paprika, Cajun seasoning, barbecue seasoning, jerk seasoning. Lamb seasoning.
Hey, okay.
There's just chili. There's chili seasoning. Marty's actual, like, because there's the
the breakdown.
Wow.
Listen, you surpassed yourself. You've hit 17.
Wow. Yeah, no, I'm crafty like that.
Wait, give me.
Okay, that's it. I've got to let you go there.
You said unlimited time.
Sorry,
that
I know, but
we've got
a time frame for the whole show, though.
Fine. How much did I get?
17.
All right, cool.
That's brilliant. That's a good start.
Thank you.
And now there's 17 that you can't name.
Yeah. All right.
So, Sophie.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
We're going ginger. We're going posh. We're going baby. We're going scary.
No, wait. Hold on.
No, wait.
Wait, are we allowing that?
You said spices. You said spices.
And seasoning.
Can we elaborate?
Are we allowing it? Yeah, we're allowing
it.
That's crazy. So we start again. We're going.
Ginger.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Scary. Sporty. Posh. Old. Chinese five. Okay, now this gets difficult. Cinnamon. Coriander. Parsley. Cloves. Jalapeno.
Is that a spice?
You can get powder. I've got jalapeno powder.
No way.
The thing is, could be making this up and we'll never know.
Well, well, she'll Google it. Don't worry about it. I've got producer. Yeah.
We're going pepper. Let's go red pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Red pepper flakes.
Mm-hmm.
I actually said red pepper. So if we could
Did you?
One there. Yep.
Okay, oh, sorry. Take that away.
Cardamom.
Yeah.
Is that a spice?
It is a spice.
Hey, garlic.
Yep. She said that. Sorry. We're at 15. We're at 15. You need three more and then you've won.
Okay. I can do this.
Don't upset the fellow
Africans. Cock seasoning.
Ooh, go for it.
Cock seasoning. Oh, we're going. Oh, yeah, we're going Kaluele spice.
Come on.
We're going shito.
Come on.
Yes, we are going. Oh, my God. I just need one more?
Yes.
Oh.
No, actually, you've done it. You've actually done it. Yeah, you've done 18.
Jerk seasoning.
Oh. I think we're going to have to call it a tie.
Hold on a minute. She got 18.
Because seven of those were women. So can we actually...
Spicy.
No, we cannot be allowing just because if we're really hey
spice.
This is unfair.
I'm going spice.
Can I just say something?
Just spice.
I was not ready for you to start naming the Spice Girls. Let me tell
baby,
you, yeah.
Sporty, hey, angry.
Like, do you know what got me mad? She started with ginger. So I was like, yeah,
I was
ginger.
Like, yeah. I was like, how did I forget ginger?
If you, yeah,
hey, I'm living.
Hey, if you want to win Taskmaster one day, you got to think outside the box.
No, hey, I like
this,
that.
But this one was inside the box. This was an inside the box challenge.
It was inside the spice rack.
It was inside the spice rack.
Yeah. I mean, she beat you.
I just don't think she did, though.
Ow.
I mean,
keeping it completely.
If we're keeping it to just spice rack, you won.
Thank you.
But as my producer allowed the Spice Girls, Sophie is actually the victor of this round.
I'm so sorry.
I'm
so sorry. I'm not
I'm
a nice
write
person.
A thoroughly worded complaint. You will be receiving this, Tanya.
I'm looking forward to it because you're a comedy writer. I'm going to actually enjoy this thoroughly worded complaint.
I'm thoroughly upset, actually.
I want to receive it because that's going to be my new 5 minutes on stage. So I appreciate my new 5 minutes on stage. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We've got more celebrity deceit on the way in just a few minutes' time.
The Art of Deception on FUBAR Radio with Tanya Moore.
After the break. All right, let's move on to celebrity deceit. Now, unfortunately for us, these two are not the only celebrities who can lie. In this quick fire quiz, I'm going to share a clip relating to a big celebrity deceit. Now, I want you to name the celebrity involved. And for an extra point, the scandal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to play some clips. Let's go.
Prime Minister. Mr. Speaker, no, but I'm sure that whatever happened, the guidance was followed and the rules were followed at all times.
Who thinks they know what that is?
Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
And was that him getting caught for the Christmas party that they threw during COVID?
Oh, what do you think it is?
I think it's Bozza.
Yeah.
And I think that he did not follow the correct guidance on prophylactic and condom use.
Fuck off.
Prophylactic.
Hey, I didn't know how many syllables were going to come out when I started that word.
Sophie.
Prophylactic is a crazy word. I didn't hear that in my life.
Said prophylactic and what?
Condom. Condom.
Condom.
Well, I feel like Kyra's got it, so I was like, I gotta.
You gotta make something up.
Yeah, I gotta make something up.
I appreciate that. Yeah, because she did get it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that my first point today?
Yeah.
Make sure we note that one down in case there's any.
Do you need a moment?
You know, that's fine. Continue. No problem. Let's see.
I'm screaming. Okay, our second clip.
What was the time in your first ever marathon, and where was it?
It was 2 hours and 56 minutes and 33 seconds in New York last year.
And so you improved from two hours and 56 minutes to 2 hours and 31 minutes. What do you attribute that improvement in time to?
I don't know.
Have you been doing a lot of heavy intervals?
Someone else asked me that, and I'm not sure what intervals are. What are they?
Well, intervals are track workouts that are designed to make your speed improve dramatically. And if you went from a 256 to a 231, one would normally expect that you'd do a lot of speed work. Is someone coaching you or advising you?
No, I advise myself.
I don't know her name, but is that the lady that, like, she cheated on the marathon?
What do you think it is?
I literally don't know the story.
So this is Kyra's right. Kyra's smashing it. I didn't think you would know, because you shouldn't even have been born. But the thing is, because it happened in 1980.
Oh, bruh.
Why do you know that?
I also should not have been born.
Oh, yeah. Actually, none of us were born. Hold on a minute. Kyra's the furthest away from being born. None of us were born. We were still swimming in our dads. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is Denzel. Rosie Ruiz, Denzel.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Rosie Ruiz, is that how you say it? Rosie Ruiz, she was declared the winner of the Boston Marathon in 1980, only to have her title stripped 8 days after the race when it was discovered that she had not run the entire course. She is believed to have jumped onto the course about half a mile before the finish.
That's wow. So crazy.
Yeah.
To be fair, when they interviewed her, she didn't sound like she knew what, like, trainers were.
She
like,
said, I don't know what interval is. I advise myself. No training.
Yeah.
Just me.
Confusion. Yeah.
Yeah, they should have known immediately.
You could get away with a lot back then.
Yeah.
Nobody, because today, that would have been on Instagram, Twitter, immediately. Mm-hmm. It would have been on, what's those blog stations again?
Shade Boroughs
and all of the things. And it would have been spoken about. Everyone would have been telling you, they would have been telling you where you live. They would have been cancelling your job. It would have been crazy.
Yeah.
And now, apparently, when people cheat, it's the Ruiz. Yeah.
Ooh.
I know.
That's a legacy.
But is that the one you want? Is that the one you want? You know? I feel like there's a lot of legacies out there.
Is that the one you're going for?
Is that the one we want to stick with?
I don't know.
She's going to have to do something, man. She's going to have to come out of a seasoning or something. Or a cake. Change that.
I'm screaming. Okay, our third clip.
What I did was terrible. And I know that I hurt a lot of people.
Right.
People that, you know, that lost people, people that helped people survive, people right. that, and those people, those are the people that I truly am sorry. That's why I wanted to come on here. When I tell you, it's not like I moved to Los Angeles with this story, with the thought of like, I'm going to go out and trick everyone out there and tell them this is what it is.
It wasn't calculated.
It wasn't calculated at all. It was as simple as sitting at the Comedy Store and everyone like, hey, you're from New York? Yeah, yeah. Were you just there? You were around? Yeah, yeah. I was downtown. Yeah, I was there. You work there? Yeah, I did.
Do you know what that is?
Okay. The answer is no, but from context clues,
yes,
it's a comic
mm-hmm.
who was in LA and pretended he was in the in the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. I mean,
that's the scandal. That's
crazy. I don't know who it is. I could be like Louis C.K.
Stephen Ranazzisi.
Ranazzisi.
Yeah. The U.S. comedian lied repeatedly about surviving the 9/11 attacks until it was discovered that he was not at the Trade Center at all.
Why would you do that?
He said that he moved to L.A. and wanted to fit in.
Oh, yeah. That's the way. That'll get him.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He moved to LA. I when I heard it, my body went into chills because that's actually quite a serious...
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah. There's things that you can lie about,
yeah,
like Denzel.
Yeah.
But not about...
Being there
and surviving
that.
It.
Ooh, that's gross.
Who are you fitting in with?
Babes.
That's my...
Babes, but I want to know, like, what was your... Was you doing stand-up on surviving the 9/11?
That's so crazy.
Do you know what I mean?
Because how would that even come up in conversation?
But... You're from New York, yeah. Was you there? Yeah. Was you at the Trade Center? Yeah, I worked there. How did you get there?
So many. Yeah.
How did you reach so far? And Steve Ranazzisi sounds short. How did you reach so far, babe?
That's insane.
Do you know what I mean?
He sounds like a short man.
Babe.
Is he still working?
I don't know. We should Google it.
What's Steve Ranazzisi?
So he's Steve.
Oh,
like
Steven.
Like white van. And then... Cool. Ranazzisi.
N A Z DC.
ISI.
Wow. He's like, you can't pronounce my name, but can you pronounce my pain?
Look, he's still doing stand-up. Like,
get out!
Wow. Yeah,
what about lying about 9/11?
No, a YouTube clip from 11th of July 2024 has come up.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have no shame.
No. We have shame.
No. So, yeah. Have you ever told a lie?
When I was in Paris, I pretended that I was Sasha Obama, the hot one.
No!
Yeah.
The hot one is the hot one. Crazy. I was like,
it's crazy work.
That's so insane.
That is crazy work.
She should have just kept it as Sasha and everyone would have come to their own conclusions eventually.
She said the hot one.
The attractive one. The hot one at the time. Ooh. Actually, at the time, she might have been, I don't know.
She
might have been college.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm Sasha Obama.
Did they believe you?
I don't know. I don't think they... It was in comedy sets.
Okay.
That was my 9/11. I was like, I'm the first daughter. The hot one. The first hot daughter.
Wild scenes. Absolute wild scenes. It's wild scenes that we agree with you. All right, so let's move on.
That was my 9/11 is an insane sentence altogether.
Yeah,
really.
please don't clip that. I mean, was my 9/11 pull quote. Whoa.
We only edit out my mistakes.
What if a mistake was booking me?
No, that wasn't a mistake.
Okay.
Yeah, no. That was definitely not a mistake.
All right.
Also, when you were on Taskmaster, did you have to lie?
Yeah, to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't tell anyone that you're on it. So, ages, and it doesn't come out for ages, so you're just like, I'm on Taskmaster.
It's such a huge achievement. And you won. You had to hold that in.
Yeah. I got all my friends around to watch the finale.
Oh,
and then I brought down the little head.
Oh!
That's so cute.
I love that.
Yeah.
I can't wait till I get to do that. All right, we've nearly reached the end of today's show. But before we do, we need to crown the FUBAR Fibber of the Week. Now, listeners have been submitting the biggest lies they've ever told, and we are going to rank them. Our first liar is Lewis. When I was a kid, I pretended I couldn't see anything for a few weeks, so my parents would take me to the opticians to get glasses because I thought it would make me really cool. I tried it. I tried to fake it on the test, but they just knew I was lying. Because he could read everything. Insanity.
Wow.
I feel like a lot of kids did that. Like, I used to really want glasses, but not enough that I would pretend to be blind.
Yeah, just go and get fake ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or steal somebody's. Anyway.
How are you that bad at lying that they're like, no, you can see?
How gullible are your parents that you say you can't see, but you are clearly seeing?
Yeah.
Chris, once in primary school, I got overexcited by something and for some reason bit my friend Joseph on the shoulder. He started to cry and to prevent myself getting in trouble, I said I slipped on a pencil sharpener and fell teeth first onto him. And somehow I got away with it. That's like them girls who are like, I don't even know I was pregnant. I just slipped on the dick and there was no condom. Okay, maybe it's not. That was Chris.
I just slipped on a dick.
You know, I don't know.
Slipping a dick.
I don't know. Did we have sex? I wasn't even there. All right. Number three is from B. B said, when my brother was 14, he bought a branded Nike jumper and I always told him it was such a waste of money. One day we had a big argument and so I stitch unpicked the Nike tick on his jumper and then told him he had always been a plain sweatshirt. He was so confused and upset and he never worked out how it happened.
Do you know how much patience you have to have to unstitch?
I don't know, Kyra. How much pressure do you have to have, Kyra? Have you done it?
I've never tried to take that off, but you can't just rip it off. It's sewn on.
You've got to unstitch it.
To make it look like it's a plain jumper, that's someone that shouldn't be outside.
This is what I love about this show. This is how we got different brains. I heard, what was the argument? That made you so mad that you sat there long enough to unstitch.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's commitment. Anger.
That's really...
To gaslighting.
A Nike jumper is insane. That's a villain arc if I've ever seen one.
Okay.
Wow.
That's crazy.
All right. And our last lie is from Dylan. On a night out, I told a girl I was in a band to impress her. And when she asked what band, I panicked and named a local band. Then I ended up showing her a picture of one of the band members and saying it was me. I said it was just an old picture.
Oh,
you should have just
just said ChatGPT like you and just kept it pushing, honestly.
Why are you bringing me up? Why are you throwing me under the bus? Hold on a damn minute.
You've accepted Spice Girls. Let's keep it pushing.
The trauma in this show.
Hey.
I'm over it.
Okay.
A historic catfish.
Yeah. All right. So we've got four fibbers. And all you got to do is tell me which is your favorite fib. I'm going to give you a recap. We've got Lewis, who was a kid, pretended he couldn't see, and then got to the opticians and was outed. We've got Chris, who was in primary school and got really excited, so he just decided to chew his friend and then lied and said he slipped instead of just admitting that he was hungry. And then we've got B, who was arguing with her 14-year-old brother who bought a night jumper, and the argument was so intense, that she sat down and stitch by stitch, she unpicked that night tick and then told him it never existed. And then we have Dylan, and on a night out, Dylan told a girl that he was in a band to impress her and then panicked and then showed her a picture of one of the band members and said it's him, but an earlier picture. And I don't know why, call me crazy, I feel like Dylan's black. Anyway, let's move on. Which one do you think is your favourite fib?
I think the biting one is my favorite, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, because I don't relate to it, but like, you know, have you not ever just wanted to bite someone?
No, babes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike Tyson.
Sometimes I'm like I'll be with my friends and I'll just be like, I could bite you to show you how much I love you, but I'm not going to.
No, you get cute aggression. You have that when you're just like, I just want to scream.
Bite you. I thought that was only for babies.
Nah, man.
So there are actually adult humans that you look at. Why are you looking at me like that? Wait. There are adult humans that you look at and you're like, I just want to bite your shoulder.
I've had people that I'm dating and I'm like, I just want to, just a nibble, not like till you bleed. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, why are you outside?
Have you not had that cuteness? Like if you're dating someone.
You know, I'm a biter. Not anyone.
I feel like she's trying to appease the Spice Girl moment. I feel like she's trying to appease Spice Girl.
No, that's not what's happening.
I have bit.
Thank you.
I have bit.
Have you been bitten?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's for another podcast.
Wow! Okay, what's your favourite fib?
I want to pick for the effort. I want to pick the Nike one, but it's upsetting me because, like, for a child to unpick that sweatshirt, like, a child already painstakingly stitched that sweatshirt, so now you, as another child, is going to unstitch that sweatshirt.
That's crazy.
That child labour's gone to waste.
Is it, or is it two children working on one jumper?
No, Tanya, no, it's not.
No, because
it's a pen pal project.
Babes! And now he's got two jumpers.
You stitch it for me, I unstitch it for you.
Does he, Tanya?
He's got two realities. It can't be Nike. It's not fun enough. It's just sad. I think it's either biter or... Do we have to come together on one?
We can. I can be a decider.
It's either biter or what's the last one?
Oh, the biter or the guy who was in the band.
I think Dylan? For me it's biter or band guy.
You got to choose one. Give me one.
I'm choosing band guy.
I'm going to choose Dylan. And you're choosing Chris.
Choosing the biter.
Oh. Okay, what should I choose? Dylan or Chris? See, the thing I like about Chris is that he just decided to randomly choose stuff. Even though I think that's weird. And whilst in a classroom, there's so many different things you can chew, like a regular human, like a pencil.
Oh, that's normal.
Yeah, it is. So, Kyra, are you okay? Do you want to tell us? Let's take a break. Do you want to tell us something, Kyra? But then I do like that idea that Dylan... I like the idea that Dylan is a black guy dating a white girl and just showed her a different random black man and just waited for her to be like... So he could be like, sorry, that's racist.
Yeah.
That whole moment has built up in my head. So I think our winner's going to be Dylan, babes. Wow. I'm so sorry.
I'm just, you know, there's just nothing really left for me to say.
Wow.
To be honest.
I feel like the band was blue.
Always seems to me.
I'm
sorry.
Screaming.
Seems to be the hardest word.
And it is. Listen, if you are listening and you want to send us in your fibs, please DM FUBAR Radio on all of our social medias. Instagram works best because we can read it better there. But guys, listen, I've had a really good time as children. Yeah. We found out you're both a little bit weird.
What I'm also going to say, right, it's for the spices one. I deserve at least a half point. As what? I said, because you
were like white
people,
pepper, black pepper,
which are two completely different peppers, first of all.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Posh and baby, two completely different Spice Girls.
That's just not what we wanted. It's not.
I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really.
you so much, beloved ladies.